see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's a rumbling in the ground, and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for a pale horse rides like the wind across the night, and that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer are the trumpets getting ready to blow. There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble. I'm the host of this program, and welcome. This afternoon, you know what it's doing in Mount Airy, North Carolina? It's snowing, just like the weatherman said it was going to do. Imagine that. We got sprayed heavily with chemtrails this past week. Of course, if I have new listeners there, you're going to say, with what? Chemtrails. Look it up. As we go along, I'll talk about that a little bit here and there, about chemtrails that are opposite from, chemtrails are opposite from contrails. Actually, contrails dissipate after a few seconds, actually, when you kind of look at the sky and you see the little trail of plume following the plane, and then it disappears. It's just a small plume and just follows the plane. That's contrail, condensation. A chemtrail, it don't go anywhere. It stays right there, one streak across. The average, well, in this case, American, that's where I'm at, you know, America. The average American would just shrug his shoulders and say, well, I don't know, there's a lot of activity today. Yeah, a lot of activity. It doesn't know exactly what, though. The chemtrails have chemicals, barium oxide, aluminum oxide, nanobots that are small silica-type chips, microchips of some sort, that when breathed in, you can't see them. When breathed in, it goes inside your body like dust. Some people call it smart dust. As I'm talking, look it up. Right now, you can do it. You can actually do it. Put in your search bar, smart dust. Up with chemtrails. And behold. So, The smart dust are like silica-type chips of sort that you can't see, called nanobots. And they also have them in the vaccines. Oh, yeah. So when you breathe them in, it goes into your lungs and so forth and so on, causes respiratory issues. Also, it gets in your bloodstream. When it's in your bloodstream, it goes to your brain, because blood goes to your brain. And they stay there. And when they circulate your body, it kind of highlights your DNA frequency code, your signature, or your DNA, which is energy-based, kind of like a fingerprint. Your DNA is like a fingerprint, only it has an energy output. In philosophical terms or religious terms, your electronic, your energy signature, in electronic terms, in spiritual terms, is called the soul. People don't think of the soul as being energy. They think of it as the essence of you. Well, let's be specific about it. What's the essence of a car? Well, it's a darn battery. Not the battery, ain't going to start it. Everything else just falls in line. Without your energy, your body is going to be dead. And the energy, what in philosophical terms, religious terms, reality actually, your personality, your character is contained within that energy source. It's your soul. And that energy source, it goes to heaven or does it go to hell? Let's be specific about it. There's no limbo. The Roman Catholic Church is absolutely wrong, because they've made up all this nonsense about you land state or some kind of limbo for 3 days or what, I don't know what. It doesn't matter. It's not true. Not biblical anyway. And the Pope has no right, does not have the knowledge, nor does he have the ability as a human to tell God what he's going to do. He's a man. He's got underwear, skid marks probably, and he's going to be judged like Charles Manson and all the rest of us will be judged, but two different judgments. Ah, the judgment seat of Christ for those who accept Jesus Christ. The great white throne judgment for those who reject Jesus Christ. There's your wheat and your tares. It's all based on free will. What is your will? What you will be done, your will, is what makes difference. Satan tries to circumvent that will by all sorts of biological, chemical, entertainment, politics, religion, philosophy, the arts, science, every which way he can to deter, distract, demotivate, murder, wars, to keep you away from accepting Jesus as your Savior. That's what's going on today. All this news you're being bombarded with, and I bombard you with it too. You know, I try to explain, though, the purpose of the mind control, the way they put it in the articles and so forth. I try to open it up further than just scaring the dickens out of you with it, like everybody else does. Because all this is, Fukushima and incoming meteors and poison here and poison there and all this, is keep you all in a state of fear. And there's another reason, too, by the way. The other reason is to show you now. You notice all of a sudden in the past, 5 years or so, give or take, they're showing you all the bad stuff. They're the ones doing it, using controlled opposition. Because they want you to know it. Why? Because you have heroes coming in. Heroes cannot be heroes unless they have to save you from something. It's called the dialectic. They create the problem, get a reaction, and they provide the solution. And that's how it works. In all cases. I broke it down when I did some research on other researchers. I got a list of them on my website, watchmanforjesus.com. I got about Watchmen for Jesus, and it tells you a little bit about my background sources, the basis, the ones I know that are truth tellers. And from there, I base everything else on. They establish the base groundwork of what's going on. Now, you're in kind of a game right now. It's a serious game. This game has permanent implications. And that's what's happening. Everybody else, 80, 90% of people, as you all know, that's regular listeners, for lack of a better word, are in La La Land, Wizard of Oz. And they haven't yet followed Toto to pull back the curtain. They still believe that the Oz is there, growling and spitting and all this. Some of them have followed Toto behind the screen and pulled the curtain back and saw a little old gray man that is pulling all the levers and strings and so forth to make Oz operate. Well, when you pull back that curtain, it's like an eye-opener, and your world will never be the same again. But only a few go back there, pull that curtain back. But you can't go back and forget what you just seen. They follow, y'all can look this up on your own, they follow exactly the secular humanism, Marxist-Leninism, doctrines and goals. Secular humanism. From the Humanisto 1 and Humanist Manifesto 2. And writings of Karl Marx and Vladimir Lenin. Karl Marx and Vladimir Lenin were nothing more than students of a much higher teaching apparatus. That's all they are. We think Karl Marx somehow came up with this. No, he didn't. Karl Marx plagiarized as he was directed to and restructured just enough to hide the document plagiarized by Clinton Roosevelt in 1841, called The Science of Government Founded on Natural Law. And all Clinton Roosevelt did, by direction of Manzini and the Illuminati and the Jesuits and all these other satanic organizations, was pass that document on to match up with Albert Pike, but he passed it on to Karl Marx. And Karl became a Satanist, and he wrote the Communist Manifesto in 1848 to set up the communist fictional enemy yet to follow in the 20th century. And simultaneously, Karl Ritter was assigned, directed, to write the dialectic to the Communist Manifesto called Fascism. Well, Karl Ritter, he dies on him. He's kind of old anyway then. And Frank Nietzsche took over and coordinating the two counter-reformations, the counter-theologies, ideologies, not theologies, but the counter-ideologies, the dialectics, to be against each other, to be used to foment war in the 20th century, have been hatched. In 1885 was when they started targeting the Jews then, to be used as part of the fictional alternate enemy and to ferret out, try to find, listen, the bloodlines of the 144,000 that they know are eventually going to come out. They will extinguish those bloodlines of the 12 tribes. That's a lot of what the eugenics is all about. Hunting them down. Hitler was assigned to find them out and extinguish them. That's part of what that was all about. IBM kept cards on them from the numbers on their skin. And then, to curse them further, when they were in the concentration camps, he put the Star of David, which was a hexagram, required blood sacrifice. It's a witchcraft symbol. That's a fact, too. on their clothing. That's what the Star of David really is. It's a witchcraft symbol. Nothing more. And to be fair, sorry to say, but our so-called Stars and Stripes is nothing more than 50 pentagrams on a piece of cloth. I was a Marine for 12 years, a patriot, all that sort of thing. But when I got into this study, I realized what had really happened. What was really going on was much higher than I had even fathomed, even imagined. When I learned that all this patriotic stuff and all that is nothing to keep us busy, it's all for. It's an idol we've been thrown upon, used to cause wars all the way back to Alexander and beyond. That's what Satan has done from that period on. Used religion to cause wars, death, destruction, and so forth. You see, God's not about religion. Jesus Christ is not about religion. He's about redemption of every human being that accepts him as their Savior. As their Savior. That's for the bigger picture. So all this about, you know, sovereignty and government and all this stuff is just to keep us busy. Keep us tied up. And those that's not into science and government and patriotism and all that, sit home, no problem. They got TV. Or you can watch it if you want to, your 15 minutes, and turn it off and watch NCIS or, I don't know, Dancing with the Stars or, you know, or watch the Grammys. And they know that, too. So they got all the bases covered except one. And that's the book of Revelation. And that's going to come down on them like a 10-ton brick. And once at the highest level, they know that. It's called Armageddon. Actually, it's before then. It's called the first trumpet. And that is God's wrath. And you won't need no TV to see it. You won't need some preacher or some so-called evangelist or whatever out there saying, oh, we have... oh, dead fish, dead birds, and dead cows. And we got, what else they got? They got Red River in Pakistan and all this other nonsense. Oh, Fukushima, there's your, you know, your fourth trumpet. No, it's not. It's a lie. You'll know it when it happens. Family, it's getting serious. You can see these events changing lifestyles of Americans, lifestyles of Europeans. All the lifestyles are being changed. Now, what you're going to look for? One major thing they're working on now is what's called a re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church. Look at the articles as they come out. That's what Francis is for. That's what Pepe Orsini, the great pope, is for. That's what Adolfo Nicholas is for. That's three Jesuits in three pope positions. Great pope, white pope, and black pope. A lot of popes going on there, huh? Well, all three of them are active and working. The main one is Pepe Orsini, the great pope, the guy in the middle. He's the link to the Illuminati, the Italian Illuminati, the real Illuminati. He pulls the strings of the Vatican, tells them how they're going to destroy it. Pope Francis says, okay, boss. He goes at work. He's that one out in public carrying through what Pepe Orsini tells him to do. Pepe Orsini gets his orders from the Council of 13, the Committee of the 300, Council of 33. The Illuminati insiders tell him what he's going to tell the Pope. And guess what the Pope does? He tells American president, which is nothing, what he's going to do, what he's not going to do. And the same for all the other British, Israel, Canada, Australia, and so forth. We're nothing more than a colony of England today. We never have been anything more than that. We never won our independence. You got to understand this. Constitution is just a piece of paper rendered null and void in 1938. And these judges out there and these so-called TV personalities aren't telling you that. Shame on them. And your Joint Chief of Staff, they work for the Council of Foreign Relations. Council of Foreign Relations is the Illuminati in the United States. So there's a little bit of hanky-panky going on at the highest level. So what about the military? You can trust them? Leaders? Absolutely not. Do they send our young boys to die? Yes, they do. And they know that exactly. That's why they have 22 suicides per day when they come back. You heard me right. I didn't make a mistake. Because the Joint Chief of Staff, once they get locked into these secret societies, are nothing more than mere murderers and warmongers set to put our boys to war, to die, in order to allow the Russians and the Chinese already in the United States to take over once and for all. How long has it been planned? Since 1993. Who helped them? Billy Bob Carter and Billy Bob Clinton. I call Billy Bobs because that's what they are. Luciferians. New World Order leaders in America. And that's a fact. Pat Buchanan's nothing more than one of them. A Luciferian high priest. Family, this is a Luciferian agenda. Using politics, science, arts, philosophy, economics, and other areas like that to control mankind in committees and councils and bloodline families. Now, this is a little bit much to put at some people, I know, but I know how else to do it and tell you what you're really up against. They got folks like Alex Jones and Begley and Quayle and Dizdar and Nathan Leon and all these folks taking you on wild goose chases. You see, that's what they're doing. And they keep out of the limelight the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Freemasons at the highest level, Order of the Garter. These secret societies are being hidden, and they are the instigators. The Jesuits. The Jesuits are throwaways. I call them Stedford Jesuits. They're trained to go here, destroy that, and murder this one and that one and the other. Destroy countries. Set up financial obligations. You don't want to do it? Okay. So then they demonize that country. Make the leader perform or take the loan or whatever. When they got control of it, okay. Or they assassinate him. And they call it in the name of democracy. Now, I want to let you know off the bat, I follow only one leader. Only one. That's it, man. I'm done. And that's called Jesus Christ. That's what he's called. That's his name, Jesus. Not Yeshua, not Yahshua, not Yahweh. His name is God Jehovah. I don't belong to any religion. I belong to Jesus Christ, not about religion. Religion has things so divided. It's like rice in a wedding. Take a handful and throw it. Just pick you up a grain. Here's my religion. Where's yours? Right here's mine. Well, that's not about Jesus. Jesus tells you what's going to go on. Jesus tells you how to get to heaven in one playbook, in one playbook only. And that's the King James Bible, not the NIV, not the New American Standard Bible. And this is with evidence that they can't refute. Because when they try to refute it, it fails when you show them the missing verses. Case disclosed. Case closed right there. Verses are missing. Words are missing. Changed. That nullifies the Bible. King James set the standards. They destroy the standards. I'm dedicated to broadcast because I'm eager to get started here. Lord, thank you for this time we can come together and broadcast, Father, on our own network. Father, we appreciate, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we know through him we can be saved and born again. Father, we ask you to bless us today. We ask you, Father, to forgive us of our sins. We bring them before you, Lord. And Father, to use that Holy Spirit to help us keep straight. Give us that conviction. Trials and tribulations, Father, we thank you. Because we know that makes us stronger. Father, we lift up to you our soldiers and Marines and those servicemen that served over in other countries. Now, Lord, you bless them when they come back with your Holy Spirit to override the effects of these drugs, the vaccines, and the post-traumatic stress that's been induced upon them, that, Lord, somehow divine appointments that you can set up will lead them away from their thoughts and, Father, lead them to the way of self-forgiveness. And for divine appointments to set them up to lead them to Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for the Holy Bible, the King James Bible, and the way you got it to us, Lord. We thank you for that and the effort. But, Father, there's an attack on this Bible. Father, we need help down here with your warring angels to come down here and bring the truth. Touch hearts with the Holy Spirit and write the truth upon their hearts. Father, we thank you for your long patience and the love that you've let this situation go like it is. Know that, Father, that you know that we know that you have said that you wish none to perish. But Father, we're praying for these times to be cut short, that Lord, to bring back Jesus Christ to this earth. That only through him will things be changed. Father, to guide us the rest of this week, the Holy Spirit, in worship and praise, protect our families, and Father, to expose those that are telling the falsehoods and leading us in the wrong direction. Father, to touch the hearts and minds and bodies and spirits of these preachers out here, Lord, rabbis and priests, that Father, they'll start teaching the truth and go the true word of God, the King James Bible. Father, that's why we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. To start off with, I want to go to the news right now and hit on a few things that I've seen popping up that y'all going to need to know about. And just a little bit of way they operate. Now, you've got this YouTube is a massive. I mean, it can be used in different ways. YouTube and Facebook, all these books, certainly no question about it, CIA designed. And you got to admit, man, a stroke of genius. NSA and CIA, when they come up with this Facebook. I mean, it's a stroke of genius. Evil as it is, and we use it, and they have some good stuff on it. That's the pull. But on the Facebook, Spacebook, all these things, they've got every connection that you ever had and thought of having. They come up with fake names, just like the ones that were my sponsors before, and the so-called web designer, and man, they're a bunch of gypsies, let me tell you. They were data mining, come up with a Bible study in order to gain people's emails, addresses, and to mislead. Now, that's what they used it for. I had Watchman Chronicles for a couple years, and I was foolish. I was very foolish to trust these people, and I apologize for that trust. But the point of the matter is, one of them, the web designer, his addresses, I'm told, was linked to NSA in Washington. Maybe he had a friend there, some army buddy or whatever. I don't know, some nonsense. But they really did a number, let me tell you. They fooled me big time. Even came to my house. I let them in, and one of them, the one Mark or whatever, and trusted these people. And I don't feel bad about it, because when you trust somebody, you trust them. Well, I'm not the only one. I mean, you got them all over the United States. And they're data mining. That's all they're for. And here's the point. When you're truck driving and you were former military, or you become a truck driver, you become some kind of contractor of some sort with the government, and you're living your lifestyle and all this, and you get money from them, they'll show you how immense that their organization is. And what happens when people do not have faith in God, they'll be mesmerized by the organization, the devices, the methods, the power that the government has, and they'll say, oh, there's no way to defeat them. Is that not in the Bible? But what they don't realize is all that deep underground military bases, all that technology and all this spacecraft and then NASA and all this, man, it's going to go away. God's going to destroy it. He's going to turn it into mush. And they're going to hit a brick wall. They are gone. You see, they will not succeed. Because of supernatural intervention. It's called God. God's intervention. So they lose their faith, become mesmerized with all the controls and techniques and methods and organization and so forth, organizational chart and all the equipment they got. They're like, wow. So we might as well join them. And so they go out in the United States, these people, and they become like, you know, little mini 007s. Gathering names of fellow Americans, addresses, turn them in. Then they use them Facebook, Space Book, My Book, This Book, That Book, whatever book it is. And they start connecting dots and they find out who's born again Christians, who's going to be a problem, and there you go. You see, that's what it's all about. Now, me personally, I don't care. I mean, if NSA call me and say, hey, we want to observe you. I say, well, fine. Send me the FedEx and give me the camera and let me show me how to put it up and I'll put it up. You can watch me all you want because I don't really care. Really not watch me in the bathroom. I might be maybe have some people up there like that, but I don't like the idea. But, you know, if you're into that, I really don't care. Don't bother me at all because I know I'm going to speak the word of God because I use the King James Bible. And when I do, here's the downside for them is they got to listen. And when they listen, they hear the word of God, it's been introduced to them. All I got to do is read out of the Bible. I don't have to be a theologian to read. And trust it. Don't be a theologian to trust it. I don't have to be a theologian to be born again, neither. I just got to have faith in God, that's all. But they got to hear it, too. And when they hear it, they are responsible from that point on. God will not hear any excuses. Because they've heard the word of God. And that's for anybody that reads it to them and tells them about Jesus Christ. If they hear it, it still counts. You got my point. So they can listen to me all they want. I'll even have to put up the cameras. All that don't bother me any at all. Everybody gets all up in a tightwad about it. And NSA is seeing everything you do. You're going to have to change your name. Who cares? I don't care. Because they're going to do it anyway. But the thing is, they've already lost. It's a losing team. This is what I know. Because no one, no thing, no supernatural being can ever defeat the creator of this universe. It is He, God, who came down in human flesh called Jesus, who then ascended and then sent down the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, that way is in touch with every human being on the face of this planet. And those who reject him is by free will. He says, okay, you reject me, no problem. He pulls away. It hurts him, yes, but that's their choice. Then they're left to the devices of the devil. He'll use them, placate them, rain down rewards, skills they've never had before. And then when he's done with them, or they want out, they ain't no getting out. They die. Because God will allow it because they turned away from him. Now, if they call on the name of the Lord, guess what? He's there for them if they're sincere. That's how the loving Father does, like the prodigal son. But if they go so far, he will send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie and set them up with a reprobate mind. In other words, if they've gone so far, and that's up to God's business, not mine, but at some place, they've blasphemed God's name, unbelief, he'll turn them over to Satan. He will make sure they will not become saved because God will put a spirit of delusion and will cause them to believe a lie. He'll cause them to believe a lie. He'll set them up with a reprobate mind that they will not be able to repent. That's where you get your psychos. up at the Pentagon, Bilderberg, the monarchy in England, Russia, China, secret societies at the highest level in the United States that pretend to be good and are not. They all think they're going to get some kind of reward. It won't be reward. It'll be eternal torment. I don't like using the word punishment. It seems like it's temporary. No, this is eternal. Family, this is serious stuff I'm talking about. And this is real, too. In the meantime, there's these little games that people play. What little games am I talking about? Well, I think I was beginning to talk about the YouTube. And the YouTube, it goes this word called viral, right? So they put up some YouTube and send it out viral. And what they wanted, like they did in the 1700s, 1800s early, Civil War, World War I, World War II, is they use, extrapolate from the American people this patriotic sense of pride. They've instilled it into us. And now they're using it. They've been using it all along, actually, as a dialectic. It's an idol, no question about that. It's taught to us at school. I pledge allegiance to the... Here you go. It's the same thing as pledging allegiance to Walmart, because we are a corporation. We're not a country. So they got us in this patriotic fervor, so they can form it and manipulate. Now, here, for example, in what I was going to write about today is you've got in a police state. And what kind of, this is a really ridiculous police state we have. If it's a really police state, something's wrong here. I got to think about it this morning. Something's not working. So I had this thought. How to construct an artificial police state. Now, at what point did we become a police state from World War II? You know? I mean, what happened? The Vietnam War, what happened? Something all of a sudden went upside down. Anybody ever notice that? Where's our enemies? Well, Germany, Japan, right? But where are the enemies today? Y'all wake up here now. Don't go sleep on me. Wake up. Where's the enemies today? TSA. TSA. Yeah. It's part of a corrupt government. Artificial police, a police state. We're in tyranny, Alex Jones said. We're in tyranny. Where's the bullhorn? I got a bell over here. Where's that bell? Anyway, we're in tyranny. And then you have the Freemason cops that are out there beating up people. And you got good cops. You got bad cops. These bad cops are making sure it gets on YouTube. So you'll see it, and you'll see what an artificial, constructed police state really looks like. So now, if it's a police state, how can Ron Paul, you know, this is too funny, how can Ron Paul get in front of all these people on YouTube, my tube, that fallopian tube, whatever it is, I don't know what. He gets up there on this YouTube thing, and he's going to speak out against the police state. Everybody claps and all this and all that. General Boykin, who's a member of the counter to the police state against the government, freely speaks. They got an article. I got an article. I could almost slap myself to death, but it wasn't funny, but I couldn't help it. You got an article that says these six generals are on our side. And it lists Boykin and Stubblebine, Bone, or whatever his name is, and a bunch of others. I'm saying, what kind of police state? You've got Evangelist Rick Joyner out here, and he's a very famous Knights of Malta, by the way, speaking out against the government. We need to have a revolution. I'm like, what kind of police state do we have here that these so-called leaders, military, religious, political leaders, can speak out against a police state and still live? Now, something's wrong in this picture. It's not right. You know, would that not be arrested? Something is a bunch of baloney is what it is. Y'all been lied to. Ron Paul's a liar, man. I'm telling you right now. He's a Rosicrucian. His wife's an Eastern Star. Eastern Stars, their logo is a satanic Baphomet with a lot of mottos on it. Look it up right now and see for yourself. Family, we're dealing with secret societies that believe they're going to be rewarded in the evolution of mankind. That's a lot of words, isn't it? Well, they're not. They're going to hell if they don't repent, renounce the blood oath of the secret societies, and get out of there and start telling the darn truth. But what kind of police state do we have? Really? How is it that in the police state, some police are involved and the ones that are doing a good job allows it or turns their heads to ignore it, and yet they still have a job? Or they do the right job. And what kind of police state is this? Where's the police state when a famous preacher or evangelist speaks out against the government promoting rebellion, like Rick Joyner? Where's the police state? Something's not right about this so-called police state. Or are they trying to construct an artificial police state to elicit a response from a watered-down public to see how far you'll go? And who's going to stand up for them so they get your names and numbers? When they do come up with a police state, what kind of police state is it that would release the police, release prisoners because of budgetary reasons, felons, and cut jobs in precincts and city police positions because you don't have enough money? So you reduce the number of police and you bring out the number of felons in the public view. Unless you're going to use the felons to serve as the police. Yeah. The police state is being developed under guises and lies by secret societies. Well, they want to see who's going to stand up against it by getting names and numbers. You got it? So then right now, here's the point. So you got TSA, who used to be former military, I bet you. You got prosecutor personnel, you got FEMA, DHS, who, when they came back from Iraq and Afghanistan, they probably had contacts and got jobs there. And the same ones they fought with go over to the militia side or go about their daily routine. And now you got them split on different sides. How come y'all allowing this? Y'all ain't picking up on it. That's doing it. So, like one YouTube came out. Just one of many examples. And it's always the same. You can always hear them. Kelly Voluntarist versus the TSA. The most silliest thing ever seen. Anyway, don't strip us of our rights. So you got this Kelly Voluntarist out in this airport somewhere, dressed in scantily, like she's going to a pole dancing contest. And she's dressed there, passing out these pamphlets or flyers at the airport. And she's against TSA. So a TSA guy's walking and she says, "You're a part of the establishment," just like in the 1960s. And the guy taking the camera, when the TSA guy stops and starts talking to her on this video, starts telling her stuff and whatever about, you know, not supposed to be here and all that. Then the mouthpiece that's behind the camera says, "Okay, what's your name? What's your badge number? Here we go." And so they're going to put that out everywhere. So it will build that construction of a police state. It's the same ones that drive up to these New Mexico or Arizona checkpoints, or checkpoints right on the one side of the border. And the cop's just doing his job, you know, the border patrol is doing his job. They stop him, CID. "What's your name, officer? Am I ready to go? Can I go?" "Well, no, so we're going to check. Am I in a police state?" You know, and it gives them all this dialogue while they're taking it on YouTube. Family's all fabricated. Like this Randowski, Craig Fitzgerald, and all this. It's to fabricate and to construct a police state so you'll know that it is when it really isn't. It is developing, oh yeah, by the very ones that's showing you that it's developing are the very ones doing it. You understand? So you got the NAACP, the ACLU, all these guys work for a developing police state. But they want to see who's going to rise up. What's all this mess is for? Playing with them. Pitting us all against each other. So, you got my point. We're right now being pitted to fight each other once again. Worked in 1860. Apparently it's going to work again. And nobody's seeing it. Well, there's more of us than them. You got Hispanics got their agenda. They're led to believe they're going to be getting back the Mayan heritage. You got the blacks who's ticked off at us treating them as slaves for over 200, 300 years. Hadn't stopped, really. And then you got the white folk that are so divided, it's not even funny. You got white folk over here at TSA, CIA, the establishment. You got the others over here, militia, that's returning servicemen. Man, we're so divided. And these folks, pairing off on these shows out here, say we're going to defeat the New World Order. Really? How are you going to do that when your insiders are working for them? None of them are. Jesus Christ will. Because what's going to happen is once they have total control, they're going to turn on their own. That's a promise and a guarantee. Some of them don't believe that. Some of them don't know that. But it's going to happen. That's how Satan, that's how the secret societies actually work. So you could have some of those members working for the police or working for the government. It's going to be shooting their own friends. That's how they want it. What the Russians and the Chinese don't know is when they're over here trying to take over, because you've got less police, right? Yeah, they're out. Military completely disabled, as they planned this since 1950. It's worked perfectly. So where's your revolution going to come from? They're made to look like they're weak, right? That the military and police are weak. You've got Chinese and Russian troops inside the United States in deep underground military bases right now. Cuba, South America, Mexico, Canada. So when the militia are led to believe they can take over, and the criminals that they're going to let loose forms a helter-skelter, they'll declare martial law. Martial law using who to enforce it? Yeah, the foreign troops they brought over. So the very ones that they've used, the felons coming out of prison, that are told they can have carte blanche, they will be massacred because they'll be targets by the foreign troops once they declare martial law. It'll be open season on the gangs. And the gangs don't know that yet. The homeland of China and Russia will be decimated with disease. The Holy Roman Empire has this all covered. It's called the first 3.5 years of the tribulation. You see? And that will be Satan's wrath upon man. And God will allow it. When his beloved city, Jerusalem, a confirm a peace covenant with the Antichrist. That's when it began. Has not begun yet. Family, get close to Jesus Christ. You're going to see the supernatural come out of the woodwork, and it is already. You had in Colorado, I've never heard of this before in America. In Colorado, as a high school student that set himself on fire in a cafeteria. Now, you might hear about this in China or Russia, or you might hear about, well, you know, in Pakistan or whatever. Not in America, but you did this time. I mean, we're all used to school shootings now, aren't we? Yeah, we're all used to that. So now we got a new paradigm here. Maybe a little Redlin going on here. Maybe a little bit of hypnosis. A little bit of voice-to-skull technology. Setting the precedence. That just happened a few days ago. I had talked about how these Illuminati, Jesuits, our education system, how they have targeted the baby boomers now. And once the baby boomers' influence is diminished, because the baby boomers were raised by the World I, World War II veterans, fathers, grandfathers, and so forth, who were based on a nuclear family concept. They needed that to foment the wars. So once the war has been completed, the one that's going to sneak up on you is the Third World War, you no longer needed a family unit to have sovereignty, patriotism, and all that. So they needed to get rid of that. They're doing that. As I've read you many times before, about their using education beginning in the 60s and 70s to then start targeting the children who are going to be the parents of the next generation for the New World Order. That's how they do it. Now, some of y'all heard me say this many times, but I'm going to do it again just to put it in perspective. Brock Chisholm, he's director of the United Nations World Health Organization in 1946 to 48. He said, and this kind of sums it all up, in 1946 to 48, he said the following: to achieve world government is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. Notice something. After 1945, 46, when it started coming out. And boy, it hit the ground running. Pew! The 1950s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Because they needed this sovereignty, national patriotism, to foment World War I and World War II. After World War II, 1945, they knew already the next war to reduce the population would be World War III. It's already planned before 1873. So, once this has been done, now's the time to diminish the role of America. And they knew. They knew it'd take a whole generation, maybe two, to undo what they've done of building us to be a strong military might. Don't need you anymore. This is planned by the Bilderberg Club of Rome, secret societies. And Bill Cooper talked about this, that we would be the last bastion to hold back the New World Order because of our Christian values. The so-called legislation based on Christian values that they've always meant to circumvent in the right time. So this has been the attack all along. It's been now to focus on diminishing the major power of the United States by having us to fight each other from within. And that's why they set up the anti-war demonstrators in the 1960s. That was the purpose of it. The Jesuits, NAACP, ACLU, all these things were set up to start diminishing and cutting down our national patriotism and family units and all that. This is a major, major operation. And this is where we are today. That's the bottom line. It's Luciferian. So right now, they've been poking and prodding us to have another revolution and to see how far we're going to go. How they do that? By showing these YouTubes with police beating somebody up or shooting someone in the back and all this stuff to get us all incited, get us worked up. Then they'll form radical groups within the, like the Tea Party. They'll form a radical group within it. Like NAACP will go after your racial issues. The ACLU goes after religious issues. That's what they're told to do by the Jesuits. The ADL. All these organizations, man, are designed for this. It's all very well ran together. And so where's the so-called police state that they're trying to get us all worked up about? I bet they're frustrated. They got too much fluoride in the water. They can't get us all worked up. And so they got to destroy everything they build up. And what's that? I shall tell you. In an organized manner, they must now, in separate organizations, destroy the education, use philosophy to hide the truth about Jesus Christ, the King James Bible, use religions to keep us divided, and lead us to a re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church. This is in their planning module. I have it documented in an Illuminati textbook called The Signs of Christ by Harold Balliaz, 1977-78. It's a textbook of the Illuminati that few people know about. And I started reading this book as a reference, and it dawned on me. I said, God, this is a textbook. It's even got the Illuminati insignia on it. It's their plans right there. It's amazing. Anyway, science, arts, all the arts, TV, Hollywood, all that, painting, arts, archery, pornography, politics, and finance. In all those areas, they have different organizations, movements, radical groups to start deconstructing what America's built up. Okay, now, so they're going after education. That's a common core nonsense. International rights of the child. All that is used to deconstruct the family and the education system by systems of checks and balances. Family, people have no idea how well constructed this thing really is. So the mind goes so far, and I know I overload some of my broadcasting, but I don't know what else to do. I mean, I don't titter around it. I tell you exactly what's going on. And it's a little mind-boggling, I know, but I try to simplify it. But these articles is like teaching points. So when we get an article, you read in Winston-Salem Journal or Washington Post or whatever, that article has been sent nationwide. It's like a teaching tool. You're like in the classroom in the United States, and these are your handouts. There you go. Now, that being said, watch this, man. Oh, this is not cool, but it's slam dunk. Dated January the 27th, the article came out, activist post, whatever, third grade government homework. Now you have your tyrannical government thing going on. It says, good things a citizen do. Number one, the third graders. Citizens respect each other, volunteer to help each other, obey the laws, don't litter, and elect officials. You never elect officials. President's appointed, not elected. But the one really caught my attention. Citizens don't litter to keep the environment clean. Oh, yeah, okay. Citizens help school. All right. Citizens fix homes. Sure. Citizens vote on leaders, even though it doesn't count for the president. Citizens pay taxes to the government. And number six, does not argue. Third graders. They got it covered, man, I tell you. And I've read y'all before what this doctor said. What's his name? It's horrific what he says in the classroom. What he says also to teachers. I read y'all this the other day. Paul Brandwein, an influential educator, he taught that any child who believes in God is mentally ill. This guy. Horace Mann, father of American public education. This should give you warm fuzzies. What the church has been for medieval man, the public school must become for democratic and rational man. God would be replaced by the concept of the public good. Whew. These people are teaching your children. But they've been teaching us as baby boomers since 1970s. So what's the answer to this? It's to understand that the supernatural war is about deliverance. About standing up for God. Doing the right thing. Tonight at Bible study, I'm going to start a beginning, setting the basic groundwork for deliverance and demonic activity and the increase of it and how to deal with it. I'll be talking about this week to get down to the nitty-gritty. Also, I want to remind you all that we're played up at highportradio.net. He plays us randomly. I think kind of like I play my Bible studies and broadcast randomly on my own network now. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, plays our broadcast and Bible studies randomly on his network. He gets downloads my MP3s and then plays them. He's played up there in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. So he's got sponsors up there, and we appreciate him playing our network, our broadcasts, Bible studies. He's particularly interested in the Bible studies, and those we really appreciate it. Also, KBLU Radio, Blue Raven Network, is plays our, sometimes simulcasts us at the same time. Then I got my own. Monday nights, I'm on Revelation Radio Network. Now, we didn't have it this past Monday because they had to cancel it. My broadcast last night gave me time to notice. And what I did, I went ahead and just ran it as one of my own broadcasts on my own network. So I actually simulcast my own network when I'm talking on the radio, Revelation Radio Network. So I did that last night. And I send that out to people. Last night, I think, was an important lesson. This kind of came to me last night, if I may. What we focus on, I mean, this just dawned on me last night. Now, some of you may think some okay, but some of you may think, well, so what? But for me, it was an eye-opener last night. I wasn't expecting it. As I was talking about the future and so forth, it dawned on me how controlled through the education process that we are, that we always want to leave a legacy. Everywhere. It's a legacy. I mean, if I attend a certain restaurant on a regular basis and I become friends with the owner and the people working there and I'm like a regular old guy that sits there every day, every Friday I come in or something for years, and I die or something, they put up a plaque, says, this is where Tom sat, you know, or whatever. Or I keep coming that maybe I'll have a little, and I've seen this, and it's one here in Mount Airy where this couple comes all the time at a certain place, and they've actually got their name with a plate on the place where they sit every time. What's your legacy? Well, your children. What's your legacy? Well, I don't know. I ran 900-yard dash in school when I was in high school, and they got it on the plaque up there, and you go down there and see it every time. That's my legacy. I left a plaque there. I was the first one that broke 9 or something, whatever. I don't know. What's your legacy? Well, I climbed the Mount Everest. Really? You did? Oh, yeah. I left something up there, and that's my legacy. Oh. What's your legacy? Well, I had 3,200 yards rushing when I was in high school. In college, okay. Anybody beat it? Well, yeah. So, where's your legacy now? What's your legacy? Well, I got these trophies out here. See those trophies? Oh, okay. Some people try to, I just thought of this just now. They try to, what do you call it, cramming for a test. They try to cram their legacy, and they call it a bucket list. They know they might die soon, so they make a list of all the things they've never done. I see it as a legacy list. I just thought of that. So they try to cram all your legacies into one bucket. Well, okay, let's put them all in a bucket. And you've done all your legacies. You've jumped out of an airplane. You've climbed a high mountain. You've, I don't know, swam naked in some river. Or you've, whatever your legacies, whatever bucket list you got. I don't know. But they're all past. Everybody has stopped from looking to the future. When you're 16 years old, 21 years old, you see a future. You don't think about when you're going to be in a wheelchair someday. You know? You don't think about that. So when you reach 30, oh, I'm getting closer. I'm the big 3-0 today. Then 10 years later, I'm the 4-0. Whoa. I'm going to plastic surgeon. Spend a couple $100,000. Get puffed out lips. I don't know, whatever. Then a man gets about 50 years old. What's it called? He hits his second childhood. He goes back and buys a sports car or something. Starts working out in the weights. I feel strong now. You know, you know, whatever. Because no 60s coming up. 70. He starts counting. Well, I got news for you. Your life's only beginning. Man, and I ain't talking about the physical world because you're supernatural. And your body is going to deteriorate and die eventually. But I got news for you. It's going to be brought back together with you at the judgment time. Great white throne if you're unsaved, and the judgment seat of Christ if you are. Man, this life in the physical body is like a puff in the wind, man. It's gone. Eternity is coming up. Where are you going to plan your eternal life? And let me tell you, they don't take change in heaven. And you're going to take change down in hell because they'll melt. Family, I'm going to be just blunt about it. And there's nothing you can do about it. Except accept Jesus Christ or reject him. That's it, man. And when you do that, when you die, and you will die, it's going to happen. Well, I don't want to think about that. Okay. You don't have to think about it, but it's still coming every day. Oh, you're so negative. No, I'm saying, no, that you better start planning your eternity. Well, I'm planning for my retirement. Uh-huh, okay. All right. Well, what about retirement when it's over? What do you do then? Bucket list? Where's your legacy? Well, heck with legacy. Legacy's already passed. Who cares about a legacy? It's going to be burned in a fire. In heaven, your legacy is a future in all cases. In hell, well, you remember your legacies, but they'll be burned, be worthless. Will your legacy buy you a cup of coffee? No. Will your legacy get you to heaven? No. If you're a Freemason, it's a free future. There's a future endeavor here in a Freemason. You've taken a blood oath against God to swear about keeping secrets. The legacy is projected 4 generations ahead of you of cursing your family. And so what they have to do is break that legacy by deliverance because you've taken a blood oath against God. God steps away. Satan fills the vacuum. Your legacy has been 4 generations of curse that your future generations will have to break if they have a peace of mind. Whew, that's rough. But that's exactly what it is. And they're not telling these people that. They don't want them to know. Can't use them if they know that. When I play the music, and I don't only play one, really. Sometimes I play a song every now and then in between my 2 hours. But in the other broadcast I was in LBN and TME and so forth, they would play a music every 30 minutes or whatever. And I had to send them my music selection, but I did it specifically at specific places in the songs for a specific purpose. I know the trick. I know how it works. So the songs, when they would play them for that brief 5 seconds, 10 seconds, whatever, the music opens up the brain. The words go inside. I know about this. And so I picked certain parts of the songs that the people would remember the words by design. Okay. Well, the one I use is pretty obvious. It's going by the book. And what I end with is pretty obvious. He's alive. I'm not backing down. I'm not quitting. Unless God puts me on that. Says, you've done enough. It's up to God about that. And the songs I listen to for the words. Not all the songs of the rock, Christian rock, are bad. But a lot of them nowadays are based on rock and roll. Using Christian songs, but the charismatic movement brought that in. John Todd will tell you about it if you look him up. It's what the charismatic movement was all about. It was about to lose rock and roll music during the 60s and 70s. The 60s. So the Illuminati, the Jesuits, came up with charismatic movement in order to bring in Christian rock to save rock and roll. Ooh. I've talked about that before. John Todd talks about it in detail. John Todd was a whistleblower, Illuminati member back in the 70s and 80s, who went public. He became a born-again Christian, like Bill Cooper did. And that's why both of them were murdered. That's another story. Well, let's see what we got here. We got Control the Children. I'm here to tell you, man, these schools are... International Rights of the Child, they're going to sneak up on you, man. They're going to sneak up on you. You got children right now that are challenging in one state the tenure of certain teachers that they feel is not teaching the correct way. Why all of a sudden? Why kids? First, they got to attack the Eastern Stars and get them out of there. Or tell them to renounce the blood oath. That'd be the first step. Next step would be to... get by with that child, no child left behind in that common core. Okay, it's fine. But what I see developing is that the children are taking control. And they're being prodded by NAACP or ACLU behind. Pushing them. Why? To bring on International Rights of the Child to be approved. And International Rights of the Child, which was... ratified back in 1989, I believe it was, is being pushed for the Americans to sign by Hillary Clinton. And the purpose of International Rights of the Child is to take the children away from you and put them in the hands of the UN. They're not telling you all that. So they got to show that children need help. So they construct these situations, complaints and all this by design, so people will then approve and push their congressman to sign the International Rights of the Child. And once that's signed, and they take martial law, they've got your kids. That's the purpose of it. Are they sneaky? Oh, they are really sneaky out there. Because the social engineers that designed the 5-step program to change the world is as follows. I call it the 5 D's. Demolish the very foundations of biblical morality. Number 2, dismantle the family, patriotism, and individual liberty. Number 3, well, number 1, as somebody's writing it down, demolish the foundations of biblical morality. Number 2, dismantle the family, patriotism, individual liberty. Number 3, discard the Constitution and the Republic which is established. And that has been accomplished since 1938. It's been done. How come these judges and Napolitano and all these guys don't say that? How come they're keeping that secret? Anyway. Number 4, how come Ron Paul don't say that? Ron Paul should know. How come he didn't talk about that? Is it because he's a Rosicrucian? Might be. Number four, destroy the American free enterprise system. And number five, direct our attention toward the United Nations, which will drag and, if necessary, drug us into a global government which is established. Now, I've got some research that I acquired from other researchers along the way, exactly how they have set forth in those five areas. Now, I just mentioned them, but I got details here exactly how they've done it. I've never really went over all five at the same time. I've used bits and pieces. And sometime I might do that. How they've went over all five areas and exactly how they've done this right under your noses. Now, this is how designed it really is. But all for nothing. You know why? Because they lose. Family, keep that in mind. Don't let people put fear in you. David didn't have fear when he went up against Goliath. What happened to Sodom and Gomorrah? They tried to find. Didn't Abraham pray for more time? And God said, "Give me, show me 50 men. Show me 40. Show me 30, 20, 10, 9, 8. Couldn't find a one. What did God do? He saved Lot and his family. Get out of there. When he came out, God totally destroyed it. What did about Noah? The whole world was in upheaval, evil continually. What did he do? He took him out of it. In every case. In every case, God removed his elect through his wrath to come. In every case. Right now, you're going to have a major, major attacks on the Bible, Christianity. And Christianity was designed to be attacked by the Vatican. That's radical to say, isn't it? Woo! In 325 A.D. by Constantine. And I have documented here, actually, in a textbook of the Illuminati, about the coming re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church. So they're going to show you and destroy Christianity, and the Vatican's going to help them. How radical is that to say? Well, I'll tell you why. Because what's been sitting in the background all along, building the roots up, has been the New Age movement. And the New Age movement is nothing more than ancient mystery religions before the Roman Catholic Church began. Covered over by the Roman Catholic Church. And the doctrine they designed and created. 68 million dead people later, from 1200 to 1800 AD, murdered by the Vatican. That's correct. Fomenting all the wars. In the way I explained a little while ago, is now time, they think, to have the re-spiritualization with this UFO garbage. Sanand Emanuel, alien beings and all that stuff. That's what they're setting up right now. So now what they got to do is remove Christianity to put doubt in the minds of those about Jesus. Did he really live? You've got doctors and degrees. Doctors from major colleges and universities. That are now questioning the existence of Jesus Christ in the first place. The King James Bible. That's a goner. They're really going after that. Using the corrupted Bibles outside the King James. Using the Book of Urantia for the New Agers. Oh, they just got Book of Enoch, etc., etc. And this is a coordinated effort, by the way. So in the meantime, you know, it talks about in the, and that's what I was going to talk about here toward the end now, is the end times events, which are upon us. They're going to try to fake them using technology, whiz bang, smoke and mirrors. Be prepared for that. I was reading an article, if I find that sucker, where there was a big pileup, an accident up in up north, when the snow jumped on them right quick, and had a big pileup like this past week. I forgot where it was exactly off the top of my head, but it was pretty nasty. And all they could hear was people screaming and crying and calling, carrying on this, that, and the other. And finally, the rescuers came, started saving people. There it is. Indiana. And the cars were all mangled, and it was Interstate 94 near Michigan City, Indiana. And, quote, "There were people in cars that you couldn't even see." Pollack said during the news conference on Friday that when people are stuck in their cars, they look at you like Moses, like we're Moses. "Part the water, save us." Now, I found that article quite interesting and the reference that he used, because the same principle is going to be utilized to bring us to a new world order. There's going to be some kind of threat to this world that they're going to manufacture. They've already started, actually. And that threat will be real, or manufactured to look real. And this will cause people to respond with a sense of, save us. And whoever comes by to save them, the first ship, they're going to jump on. So they're going to crash the Roman Catholic Church, as the Roman Catholics, Jesuits have planned. Then they're going to come up with the New Age movement to be the savior. But first, there's got to be an outside threat to the world. A world war, maybe, threatening. Maybe extraterrestrial. Maybe these meteorites coming down. Whatever. Some major event that will dwarf 911 has got to happen for a dialectic to get mankind to accept the New World Order. Otherwise, we're going to go about our day's business, blah, 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 drinking the fluorinated water and sucking up on the TV and going to football games and all this and all that, and nothing's going to happen. So they have a major event that's got to take place. When it does, get ready. That's the point. I got a little bit more news, and then I'm going to move on to what I'm going to talk about later toward the end of this program. They got these volunteers sneezing for science. Want to get the flu? They're paying $3,000 for these volunteers to get a flu. They stick it up their nose and squirt it, and then they test on them. Can you believe this? Oh, in Israel. Oh, this is sweet. Not. 300,000-year-old hearth that's found in Israel. Well, gosh, there goes the Bible. Mankind is at least 300,000 years old. Now, people are going to believe that. Carbon dating doesn't work. You see how outrageous this can get? So, assuming that we're 300,000 years old, that throws the Bible clear out the bush. See, what they're doing is they're setting up the destabilization of biblical believers. By these articles, it's subconscious. That's how they do it. How about the Grammy? You had one of the Christian singers just walked off the stage, or got walked out. They turned into a mass wedding, into a gay marriage celebration, and witchcraft. That's what they did last year's Super Bowl as well. That's how they do it. It's like a satanic celebration, and it is. You know, the Chilean government legislation removed mercury from the vaccines, supposedly. The mercury in the vaccines causes autism. And you had at the Emmy Music Awards, anti-Christian message as homosexual agenda pushed at the Emmy Music Awards. 33 gay couples wed Black Sabbath awarded for God is Dead song. Mind controlled at its best. Here you got Gates Foundation, CFR propaganda against anti-vaccine movement backfires. Man, all these things are like handouts for a classroom, and the world's a classroom. It's amazing. British boss of Indian car giant Tata jumped to his death from the 22nd floor. Friend, a lot of these folks are, they can put thoughts in your brain. Oh, no, that sounds crazy, don't it? That's what HAARP, as part of its agenda, is to do. It does put thoughts in your brain. They know how to interact with your energy vibration, with ELF transmission. Look up total population control, and it tells you there how they do it. It's kind of a, it's a pretty good little article, but tells you how they perform these mind control. If the average human, Americans especially, could even imagine what's being thrown upon us from ELF transmissions, it would just freak out. Men's hearts will fail them for fear. But again, they lose. It's coming round. And here's the point, another point, is you see how much of this is now coming to light all of a sudden. That should be an indicator right there. An article came out here recently. Mother Mary, we see your luminance ever growing brighter. They're starting to channel Mary now. See, and they still believe in rosary beads and still believe that Mary, Mother Mary is part. No, Mother Mary is with heaven, in heaven, but Mother Mary, you cannot pray to. She's not divine. Well, this is not the one they're talking about. This is Gaia. G-A-I-A. Sananda Manuel will be the fake Jesus. He's coming. And those of you that believe in Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you're going to have a difficult time. You be ready. Spiritual warfare at its best. Family members will be attacked. Now tonight, I'm going to talk about demonized, what that means. Possession. I'm going to talk about how they do it. And we'll cover some methods of deliverance. And all this week, I want to give you some weapons to use. I think that's more needed than talking about Fukushima. But you're going to have the majority of religious leaders. It's going to be misleading. Majority of the people. I'm sorry to say. They've already started. At these churches. Now you know these churches, most of them should be talking. They should be talking about end times events, don't you think? They should be talking about end times events, about the coming Messiah. They should be talking about hell. Should be talking about being born again. Are they doing it? No. You've got some out there, but very, very few. This should be the main, not the YouTube, not evangelists on YouTube, not scaring the dickens out of people about Nephilim, because they are coming, but how to defeat the Nephilim. Not that they're coming, but how do you defeat them, really? We're not talking about that. So they're going to say, we come to warn you of the destiny of your race, your world, and you may communicate to your fellow beings the course you must take to avoid disaster which threatens your world and the beings on the other worlds around you. This is in order that you may share in the great awakening, they say, as the planet passes in the new age of Aquarius. The new age can be a time of great peace and evolution for your race, but only if your rulers are made aware of the evil forces that can overshadow their judgments. That's what they're going to tell you. Now, this is called duality. Do you all see in some of these songs and other places, the checkerboard floors and all that? That's a subliminal connection to duality. Witchcraft in front of your eyes. It's alchemy. That's what that checkerboard means. It's in all the Freemason lodges. Checkerboard floors. Frequencies are affected by colors and configurations. It affects the supernatural, opens up portals and all that sort of thing. Well, a lot of the spraying in the atmosphere is intensifying the brightness of the sun. Now, they equate the increase of intelligence with brightness of the world you live in. So they're using this to justify bringing us to a new time of great peace and evolution. Family, that's called the first seal. A slam dunk. To placate us into a false sense of security. And then comes the second seal. And the second seal is the World War III, the real one. Let's see. In addition, quote, galactic beings have appeared in person to officials of the United Nations, the militaries of many nations, and government leaders, you see. So they've seen these fallen angels in physical form as they're manifested. This convinces them that they're real. They don't realize what they really are. Quote, they've stated their intentions to and tried to persuade the leaders to cooperate to end war on the planet and begin preparations for the global transformational shift, the service of which their main reason for being here. And Obama has a big part in this play. You're talking science fiction on steroids. And you'll know it. You know these galactics, they call them? They're fallen angels, all of them. Your spiritual hierarchy, the sons of God of the Old Testament, what they really are, the fallen angels. Or they call them ascended masters. They'll say they've arrived as many plans for disclosure, but these have changed to meet changed circumstances. You know, at one time they had like 36 hours of broadcasting planned out, introducing terrestrials to all elements of the galactics and the culture. There are 66 of them, as documented in the Illuminati's own textbook. 66 fallen angels. Well, they'll call them fallen angels. When these plans fail because of resistance from the global elite, see, they're going to get rid of the global elite. That's why they want you to know who the global elite really is. They're going to start orchestrating a takedown of the global elite. And everybody's going to say, hooray, here's my Moses. Here they are. A lot of Moses running around. Mosiettes, Moses. That's what they're going to call them. We're here to help you. We've gotten rid of the bankers. We're getting rid of the evil Jesuits. Hooray, we've been waiting for you. You see what's going to happen? And they're going to have something called the decloaking. Initial landings, introductions afterwards. Project Bluebeam. Now they say, they're telling their people that the global elite have responded to this nearness of disclosure by causing earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, tsunamis, floods, wildfires. The Galactic Federation has become more and more reticent the specificity about dates and arrangements to prevent further harm to terrestrials. That's us. So they're going to come pretending to be benevolent. Family, it's coming. They're talking about weather control, using it through their own populations, tornadoes, floods. And you'll find out that HARP causes all this. That's hard to get across to people. People are starting to listen a little bit more than normal. The first event that they're going to have when this thing happens is to be rounding up dark figures who they say are going to be responsible for crimes against humanity, war crimes, genocide, torture, financial treason, other acts. And most of the natural disasters occurred in Haiti, Chile, New Zealand, Australia, Japan, United States, other countries have been caused by the dark cabal. So I tell you, in the future, you're going to start seeing arrests, suicides taken out of the so-called global elite by another elite group that's no better than they are. That's what I'm telling you. They're bent on reducing the world's population from 7 billion to 500 million. An elite has caused man-made epidemics we've talked about, chemtrails, depleted uranium pollution, release of other toxic substances in the environment. So the good guy's going to come here and fix it all. It's called placating you. They are saying they're engineered false flag operations, 911, London, Madrid, Oklahoma City bombings, and so forth. See, for you all to know this, they got to expose it to you. Oh, I forgot about they're going to stop nuclear World War III. They already said they stopped a nuclear bomb from exploding over Charleston, about a month ago or something? I don't know, whatever. And it exploded 500 miles off the coast of the South in the United States. They caused it to explode ahead of time or something. It's ridiculous. Because there's one group that controls both sides. Even if they did have a nuclear explosion go off, it's all controlled. They got to bring it to the first seal. What's the first seal? Peace and safety worldwide. Has that happened yet? No. When it does, very simple. You're in the 7-year tribulation. Peace and prosperity. They're going to be setting up international courts, facing judges charged with their crimes. Would that be like Nuremberg by chance, when we brought over 10,000 Nazis in Nuremberg trial? Nuremberg was to take down the plays, the puppets, and the real criminals we brought over to the United States under Operation Paperclip, classified. Not classified now, but that's what really happened. It's to keep us busy. Now, here's what they're going to do, supposedly. NESARA stands for National Economic Security and Reformation Act. National Economic and Security and Reformation Act, NESARA. NESARA was born out of the Council of National Policy under the Council of Council of National Policy, which is under the Council of Foreign Relations. Ron Paul has his little fingers in it. Now, NESARA, what should happen? An act of the American Congress, ratified but not proclaimed by its provision. Debt will be erased. Income tax will be scaled back or ended. Prosperity will be assured every citizen. Every other step taken to relieve the planet of poverty, hunger, homelessness, other types of conditions. But before it is brought about, the dark elite must be deprived of the sources of finance, which is why we see the economy around us crumbling. But here's the problem. They control both sides. It's called the dialectic. And people are going to buy off on it. And when they buy off on that, they'll buy off on the Bible's been misused, abused. There's no such thing as Jesus, etc. They're going to throw that in the mix. That's the purpose of it. and to placate us before the second seal. We'll actually move toward a uniformly temperate climate, they say. Many people worry about global warming. But that trend in itself is intentional, beneficent, overseen by the galactics, they say. You know, you actually have this in the Bible. Look it up. Ashtaroth. Ashtar command, they call them. They even use the Bible for this. Oh, man, I tell you. And they say also that our beliefs around death and many others like them are not accurate and will be corrected once the masters and galactics have the opportunity to address them and reveal the truth to us. My question will be, if I ever run across one of them wackos, who created you in the first place? Or are you self-created? How'd you all extend your culture? You all play hanky-pank in the bedroom or on a planet? What's your deal here? Do you know Jesus Christ? Do you have any idea who he is? And we'll watch what they do. That's what I'm going to do if I have an opportunity. I'm going to talk about Jesus and see them vomit, see them run away. It's not a time to play, because they're going to placate the public again. Except this time, it'll be a paradigm change. They say that we'll move into an era in which all of Earth's inhabitants will regard themselves as one people, worshiping the same God who created the world and all others, and evolving toward a future that's unimaginable more fulfilling than the one we experience now. We regard themselves as one people. Oh, do tell. Would that happen to be under this plan here? Written down, that says the following in their own provisional training and planning. That after the nations have been merged into an international state, that these directors or hierarchy will intend to crown the head of the Illuminati, King Despot of the universe. That's the Antichrist. It's come from their own planning. And then does it also mean from their own planning that the agent tour of the Illuminati will then next proceed to eradicate racial characteristics by mixing the black, red, yellow, and white races? And does it also say that that's already been done and carried out on a large scale? And you know, Sprock Chris Holm, I talked about a little while ago? UN, WHO that said to how to, Brock Chisholm, Director of the United Nations World Health Organization. To achieve world government, it's necessary to remove from the minds of men individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, religious dogmas, he said in 1946 to 1948. The same one says, I quote, he's advocated on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation that, quote, by mixing the races, all racial problems would disappear. And the next spot was to render the masses docile, obedient, by using fluoridation. That began in the year 1900. Family, this is old. So when you have those white folk out there, that's strictly the white folk, we got to protect the white race and all that stuff, saying they're trying to eradicate the white race, they're right. But what they're not telling you is they're trying to eradicate the Hispanics, eradicate the blacks, eradicate the Chinese. They were trying to eradicate all sovereign racial cultures and bring them into one culture that has all the DNA into one person. And they have done that. National Geographic, Changing Faces of America, confirms they have accomplished their goal. Listen to me now. Listen. That was set up with supernatural continuity. Began in 1425 AD. put into play in the year 1492 by an agent tour by the name of Columbus, set sail the ocean blue to lay the groundwork to bring in the first invading culture called white man in the North American continent. The second culture to be brought in by the year late 1600s, early 1700s, were the blacks into the white now dominated North American continent to become slaves. While at the same time, the white folk didn't know they were being enslaved already beginning in 1859, 1929, been slaves all along, didn't even know it, by the Illuminati. And then, this experiment called America, to be the melting pot of the world, the new Atlantis, as set forth through Sir Francis Bacon, had been put in play. And nobody was none the wiser. Is now come to round, right now come to fruition. And the only country now, as they've planned, it's not a surprise, to hold them back is the United States. And the ones working against you are your Council of Foreign Relations members, Joint Chief of Staff, your legislative branch, that all are secret society members. This is an agenda of the secret societies to bring the new age, Aquarian age to mankind. That's what it's all about. And I say baloney, because I support Jesus Christ, because he's the creator. And he's the only one that's going to solve this. There is no human being around. So when I hear these Ron Pauls and all these people out there, politicians, we got to stop this world tyranny. We got to stop this. I'm like, ho hum. That's what's going to come down to it. Now, they're not going to hear all this, what I'm saying right now, till it really comes around. And mankind will realize mankind's not going to solve it. I like to tend to look at the bigger picture and not the smaller picture and the end result. I don't care about no darn legacy. What I care about is getting the truth out. And whatever happens to me, happens to me. I'm not overly concerned about that, tell you the truth. That's God's hands. I do the best I can to stay straight and not become a sinner again like I did. Because I feel a bigger responsibility now than I ever felt. It's just me in this little old town, and now we're getting snowed in, and that's all it is. But I'm growing for the third time now. And what the things I've got to say are not well accepted in a lot of places, because outside of the mainstream, now I personally don't care, because I'm going to tell the truth. I ain't afraid to tell the truth neither. And I got evidence, too, though, everything I say. Family, Jesus Christ is the only way that you're going to get through this. There is no other way. Every good thing that's being done right now is to placate the American public, using these lying politicians. And I mean every single one. There is not one exception, not one. Not one. No human is going to solve this. They're all in the take. Only Jesus. Now you're going to have an outpouring of the Spirit. When that's God's time. I don't know when. I'm not worried about it. It's all God's timing. And I recommend that you stay strong with the King James Bible and start studying. Start worshiping. Start praying to him. You're going to be tested, tried, pushed, interrupted, threatened. It's going to increase. That's already been told to us already. And it's all supernatural. Now you're going to start seeing some crazy things in America in the public view. I mean, that kid's setting himself on fire. in the cafeteria. Yeah, you know, that, come on now. Man, that's out there. A lot of this is going to happen again. They're already saying they have 250,000 Chinese troops in America and all that. Man, this is an old story. They've been here a long time. They got way more than 250,000. And there's a lot of people not ready. But a lot of this fear stuff going on, man. Talking about Fukushima and all this stuff. I don't know. The Super Bowl. Yeah, now they got the, you know, they're going to have an explosion Super Bowl. They're going to close off the gates and kill people in the, oh, goodness gracious. Family, anything can happen, granted, but you'll know when things change. In the meantime, there's four things that God wants you to know. No matter if the Super Bowl goes flat and they have a major disaster, or whether it just goes by and nothing happens, and everybody says, I told you so, and then people start letting their guard down, whatever. Four things that people, Jesus Christ wants you to know. God wants you to know you're saved. This is the record that God hath given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. When you believe upon Jesus, that means you're going to be obedient. And being obedient means you have works that's going to perform after that. Second thing, God wants you to know that you can overcome temptation. 1 Corinthians 10:13. There hath no temptation taken you but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Satan is going to come at you. When I say Satan, he has millions of demons. Demons are nothing more than specks of light, really. Remember, we talked to that, Jesus was going to heal that one person in the Bible. And he talks to the demon, not to the person he's going to heal. And he says, who are you? We're a legion. Now, there's a lot of demons in one man. How's that? Because they're nothing more than specks of light. They interact with your DNA signature, your energy source, if you will. That's how they do it. Well, they have artificially been able to do that with RLF activity. ELF activity. HARP. They synthesize. They can actually synthesize demonic activity by adjusting your frequency vibrations with HARP. You got that? I don't think I can say that twice in 1,000 years. But anyway, so they can artificially create demons in a way, but the demons themselves, it makes way for them to inside. Now, when they get inside you through drugs and other activities and other ways, they vaccines and so forth, they lay in dormant. They lie in dormant. So when the body lets down its protection, the demons take over, kind of like ride a shotgun on you. It's called possession. This is science. This is physics. It really works. Well, you need to really fight it by deliverance, fasting and praying, getting closer to the Savior. I think I talked tonight about deliverance. We'll talk about the four things God wants to know in detail. Number three is God wants to know, wants you to know that he will forgive you when you sin. And number four, God wants you to know he hears and answers prayers. But sometimes we have barriers to prayers. I think that would be a good thing to talk about tonight too. Why your prayers, why doesn't it answer prayers? Because that's part of deliverance. God wants you to know that you're saved. God wants you to know that you can overcome temptation. God wants you to know that he will forgive you when you sin. And God wants you to know that he hears and answers prayers. That's very important to know. And then how to please God. There's like 5-6 ways I can tell you. We're coming into the program now, family. And this is really the bottom line. Because you're going to run out of food. You're going to run out of ammo. You're going to run out of fuel. You're going to run out of everything. I'm sorry, but you do. One of the major, I was a Marine for 12 years, martial arts for 30. I've been in this arena, surviving and all that sort of thing. But I don't, you say, well, why don't you deal with it? I said, deal with it. I look at a bigger picture. You only have so much in your basement canning. You can only have so many ammunition. And you're going to shoot. Really. Where are you going to go in your grab-and-go bag? Where are you going to go? How many of you can read a compass? How many of you can make a fire out of nothing? How many of you can find water where it's not? And don't you think they've thought of these things? They have that in the desert when they lived with Moses. How'd they survive? How the birds survive? You got to trust in God. To trust in him, you got to have a relationship with him. And that's the main thing. In order to fight a war, you have to have supply. But above that, you can have resupply. You know, because what you have in supply is going to go away. And you got to be able to get it. Well, the Holy Spirit lives within you. I don't have to go find me a cross somewhere. I don't have to find me some statue. I don't have to find me no priest or rabbi or preacher. All I got to do is drop down on my knees. That don't mean one. That's Roman, like Tebow. That's all Roman garbage. It's both knees down, looking up and saying loud or silently, praying to God through Jesus Christ. Now you got something going on. Or you can read, well, before it's news. Here's an article. Cops terrified. Demon child walks backwards up wall and more in Indiana. You got 15 survival uses of baking soda. Yeah. What happens when we run out of baking soda? Now what? Oh. Super Bowl, whatever it is. I don't know what number it is. Illuminati symbolism. 33 days of the year on same sacrificial ley line as Sandy Hook and more. Dun, 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 dun. Something could happen, but they want you to be afraid. Christian singer walks out on Grammys after satanic performances. They want to keep you busy and get your eyes off the Savior. I say put your eyes on the Savior and get closer and hug him. Because there comes your salvation. Alive or dead. If you're dead, you're going to see him first. Alive, witness, and last breath is by prayer. That's where your power is. And don't sink like Peter. Peter sank in the water because he got afraid. Well, don't be afraid. Some of you may have to speak out against Nephilim in the name of Jesus. You don't know what God's got planned for you. Family, got to go into the program today. Tonight we got Bible study, deliverance. We'll talk about these things. Tuesday, what is this? The 28th of January. Wow. Well, family, I appreciate y'all dropping by my house today. We had a nice crew, a nice group of family members all over the southern board this time, eastern board. Some northern folks out there. Y'all welcome. And even had somebody from, we did it one time, New Zealand, Australia. Family, this is what's boiled down to. And these articles are there to manipulate. Some of it's true. Some of it's exaggerated. None of these politicians you can trust. Certainly none of the military leaders today you can trust at all. You're going to have good and bad, and they're both bad. Only one is going to solve this. That's Jesus. That's it. No human being. It's impossible. And certainly no galactic whiz bang smoke and mirrors and take me to your leader type's going to do it. Y'all just be ready now. So y'all have a great night, and I'll see you tonight at 7:30. And let y'all know we're playing up at radio, highpointradio.net. And John Kirkler, highpointradio@yahoo.com. And Blue Raven Network plays us also. Go to my website, watchmanforjesus.com. And so, of course, I guess you're already there if you're listening to me tonight. Oh, that was funny. Anyway, y'all have a great night, and know for sure that he's alive and Jesus Christ is coming back. And that's what I look for. Everything else is come say, come saw. I like to look at the bigger picture. Y'all have a great night, and God bless.
Sweet dreams, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Great evening, and God bless.